dancing. Nobody cares. Wednesday night, nobody, it was an uploadless anymore. Wednesday night, Tesvov, Tammuz. So, now we're in Ayin, Siman Ayin, about Myrav. Siv Dalet. Baruch Hashem Liolam Adira Neina Yishlam Be Yeshiva. We don't say it at all. Chutz Laretz, where they say it, you say it sitting down. Dafka sitting down. Vasal Ahatzik Mitchilas Vuhu Rachum Ad Lachar Shmona Esrei. What does he mean? Obviously, you're not going to be mafsik during Kriyashma, during Birchos Kriyashma. I don't know what he means. The only thing he could, would be adding it, it's a chiddush, is from when you say Vuhurach. It's between Vuhurach and Baruch Hu, you can be mafsik. Once you say Baruch Hu, you can't be mafsik anymore. Slavazah, you can't be mafsik. Once you say Baruch Hu, it's like you're in the middle of a bracha, right? It's like Bein HaProkin already, or Bemtza Perek, I mean. So I don't know what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is coming to say. Yeah, so that's the whole thing he's adding. Okay, but it doesn't sound like it. You can't be mounted with the Hurakum until the Efnish one Esrei. That's not a Chiddush. The only Chiddush is once you start the Hurakum, you can't talk until you say Baruch. That's the only time frame that's a Chiddush.
He's saying just Baruch Hashem Le'olam is like a minhag, so you might think if you're already being mafsik for that, maybe you, right before that you can.
Masha Hashem, maybe. Masha Hashem's Machriz Yalav Yavu Talamotar. Of course, this cannot be done in Shachris. Because in Shachris, it's a Hefzik Tigul Tfilah. The necessity of a compelling Chiyuv of being Soymet Pugul Tfilah is not so much at night as during the day. We saw that regarding a lot of things. If this year on the Mechidim is Baal Marv, the Mechidim is Malayla. This was more said when the Knessios were in the field, when it was dangerous. I mean, it could apply to anything in dangerous. I don't know, here, it could apply. In a Yishuv, it could apply. In a settlement, it could apply any place where the shul is in a stickle abandoned place. Not abandoned, it's in
a remote
place. And not nice people around. So what, you have to wait for him because he senses that you left, and if he senses he's alone, he won't be able to be mechaven. You get all nervous. This is the Gemara. Bimhiskel is followed the shosh leyuchel find closer in tzibur. But if he knew that and he came late and he started davening, you know, when everybody was saying aleinu, then you don't have a responsibility to him. It's a nice thing to do, but you're not mechuyev to wait for him because he messed himself up. He is showing that he is not afraid. He started davening and they were up to who knows what. So he showed he's not afraid. So he's not responsible for that. I mean, come to think of it, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch doesn't say you're not responsible for him because he messed himself up. He says because he showed he's not afraid. So the reason is he's not afraid. Simonai and Aleph. So Vachatilus Arvis. They had a very they davened Meyer very early, they davened Meyer like as soon as it became night. So now he's talking about learning Torah at night. Torah like Bova Ace the Torah to learn at night. Kayim Bagisuba Yom Belaila. Yeshloch is Belaila Byokal Khilif eats up the first. Takhtvenushino, you know, you fall asleep. He talks to you, he was tired, he worked the whole day. Vateva Bivakesh es Menucha, your body wants to rest. Benimsum is Batal Mitorah, so you should learn before you eat, at least a little. We have a whole different schedule. We daven Ma'ariv whenever we daven Ma'ariv, we go with the clock. They don't go with the clock so much, they went with.
Well, basically, they were an agricultural
society. They had a something. More of a natural flow of life. So he's talking about, you should, hello. Yes, you couldn't have called me at a worse time. Call me back in a half hour if you want to. If you also, you could, goodbye. So you're going to daven ma'ariv. They daven ma'ariv early, maybe too early. We had previously one. Then you want to learn at night. You don't want to eat first because then you'll fall asleep. So make sure you learn before you go to sleep, before you eat even. How can this resort shake below eightful with kaidim achila? Achamuroi, but he's hungry. So they didn't eat a proper meal during the day. So obviously he has to eat a little, or he's just going to be hungry, and his stomach's going to be rumbling. And he should go learn. He has a little more Torah. This is kfiyas agoso, whatever he's capable of learning. Amar Rabbi Hussein is a form of Mavracha. Le'ivra Laila L'Girsa. You're supposed to learn at night. What did you do in the day? The day you're working. The day you're working, so you learn at night. Ma'ina B'lei L'Choref. Obviously, he's talking about the winter. The summer, it's kind of hard to do. Le'Mikovakom, nevertheless, even in the summer, Kambalaila Sakzaros, when the nights are short, you have to learn every night. Tzorchel Mokmat B'chalaila L'Kaim B'gizu B'yom B'laila. Yosef Ma'at Ma'at. From Tuba of, the days start getting longer, probably by 2 minutes a day, a minute in the morning. Nate gets later. Nate is getting later, and Shkia is getting early.
The day is longer, the person's working longer?
From when the sun comes up to when the sun comes down. And they work in the field, they're in agriculture. Nine to five, seven to seven, what's the difference? They work the whole day.
So for us it's different.
He also, there's an Indian, if you can get up early and learn before you go to work, it's wonderful.
Well, someone stops work at 7 o'clock, it doesn't matter when the sun
is. It's because we go with the clock. We go with the clock. In his day, they didn't live with the clock. They lived with the natural cycle of the day. They stopped work when it got dark. They stopped working. Yetzei odom lefa'alol, lovel sa'adei orev. Right, you go in the morning, you work till night. You went to the Gemara Bava Metzia, it describes a worker in the seventh parak. We live with the clock, so there's not much difference. Right? And experience shows that he's very right. It's very hard to learn at night. You know, it's a struggle. And if you're lucky enough to be able to learn in the morning, it's so much. Experience shows that in the morning, your head's clearer. And you don't have a chasana to go to, so the little you do learn is not always interrupted. It's not interrupted by phone calls, it's not interrupted by bar mitzvahs, it's not interrupted by weddings. But not everybody is able to do that. You have to have a certain, and to learn at night requires a dedication and a perseverance and a stubbornness, and you have to really, really, really want to do it. Because there's my freedom all over. He's aware of that. Amount to learn every day, and he missed one day, so he has to learn at night before he goes to sleep. He has to make up for it. great. We'll stop here.